So rather than introduce all kinds of techniques, I'll just stay with the same simple patterns. So sometimes when monks give instruction in meditation, people hate it. There was once a monk who was giving so much instruction in Amaravati that one of the lay people said, "Will you be quiet? I'm trying to meditate." So if that's the case, please forgive me. It's a true story. Anyway, I gotta earn my rice. Right, so listen to sound. Sound is in awareness. Feel your hands. And that's in awareness. Bring your attention to your mouth. Feel the sensations on the lips, tongue, the palate, that large area of feeling, and let that become conscious. And notice how this kind of language which I try to use, let it become conscious. So we're not looking at something particular, we're just allowing that to become evident, that kind of localized attention. So whatever it is, fine. So non-becoming and non-resistance and the non-preoccupation. So we're not lost in the experience. Feel your ears, the outer structures of your ears. Notice how you're waiting, but waiting for nothing. Inside the ear canals. And the whole area of both ears. Feel the nose, the bridge of the nose. The nostrils. Now when you pay attention, or when you let that become conscious, do you tighten the eyes, looking for something? Or do you just allow it to become conscious? Feel the whole area of the nose. Feel the eyes, the eye sockets. And the eyes themselves. Non-becoming, non-resistance. Feel the temples. top of the head, back of the head, and the sound of the crow is in awareness. Feel your whole head. As a mass of vibrations. And that's in awareness. Feel the shoulders, arms, hands. Let that become conscious. Feel the chest and upper back. The abdomen and lower back. Pelvic area. Hips, legs, feet. Feel the whole body awareness. And that is in awareness. Listen to sound. And sound is in awareness. Feel the whole body and perceive the change in those sensations. Listen to sound. Notice change. And the knowing is unchanging. Be the knowing. Come into the body, feel the center of the chest. Welcome the in-breath at the chest and let go with the out-breath at the chest. Use two words to occupy the thinking mind. Use two words on the in-breath. Actually, it's four words. In breath, infinite patience. Out breath, boundless compassion. So you take the thinking mind and you occupy it with two words in and two words out. So feeling the breath at the chest, infinite patience. On the out breath, boundless compassion. So try to bring your attention down from your head down into the heart. And then let those two suggestions, infinite patience, boundless compassion, let them just be your attitude. So you kind of let go of that language and just be with that flow of welcoming in, letting go out.